Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Humans have always been in search of a fountain of youth. We enjoy the wisdom age can bring, but we're not so enamored of the physical breakdowns that come along with it. So there are any number of ways that we try to reverse, or at least stall, the aging process. Well, a new book makes the claim that 90% of aging comes from our lifestyle choices rather than what's encoded in our DNA. In other words, what you eat and how much you move does seem to have a great deal more effect on how well you age than was previously thought. The techniques outlined in Dr. Sarah Gottfried's new book, Younger, don't claim to stop aging, but they do outline some very specific ways you can slow the process while improving your overall health. Dr. Gottfried spoke with Audrey Nowakowski for this month's Fit for You segment and said the book came out of a test that she failed.
I was 44 years old, and I started hearing about telomeres. Telomeres are those little caps on your chromosomes that are a marker of biological aging as opposed to chronological aging. So Elizabeth Blackburn got the Nobel Prize in 2009 for her work on telomeres. And I got interested in testing my patients for telomeres so that I could see how fast or slow they were aging. So I took the test myself, which is something I always do before I test my patients, and I was shocked with the results. So at age 44, I had the telomeres of a 64-year-old woman. And that's not the news that you want to get when you get a lab test. So that's what really got me into action. It's what made me take my medical education and apply it to my own physiology so that I could slow down this accelerated aging process that was occurring.
That 20-year difference is surprising on paper. Did you feel like you felt that in your physical sense before you saw this test result?
Definitely. You know, at this point, I had written my first book, and I had made a lot of changes in terms of the way that I eat, move, and think. But what I discovered with the telomere test is that hormones weren't enough. They're an important foundation of health, but they weren't enough to buffer the cost of aging too fast. And in my case, that was mostly related to stress, kind of my perception of stress.
This book goes into how a majority of the signs of aging result from lifestyle, not DNA, which might be a counter to what people initially think when it comes to, you know, my parents lived to be how long, or if you have a family history of certain diseases or certain things you're going to be susceptible to as you age. But you mentioned this is an era of biological design. So what has new science discovered about how we age today? And ultimately, what weighs heavier, genetics or lifestyle?
Well, really the philosophy and the science behind this book is the scientific reality that 90% of the signs of disease and aging are caused by environment, not genes. So it's what's known as the 90-10 rule. 10% of your risk of disease is related to your genetics. 90% is your environment, much of which is determined by your daily lifestyle decisions. Now, this really runs counter to what we thought for decades. When I went through my medical training 25 years ago, I was taught that your genes are your destiny. You know, take a look at your grandparents and see how they age. That's what's going to happen to you. But it turns out that you're stuck with the genes you have, but you can change the way your genes are expressed, which is known as epigenetics. You can turn on and off certain genes with your lifestyle decisions. Not all of them, but a significant number.
Before we get into switching those genes, can you explain the basics of what is our health span and why that's important?
Definitely. So, you know, I think about my great-grandmother in this situation because she was a whole foodist. She practiced yoga way before we had a yoga studio on every street corner. And she would show up at our house. I grew up in suburban Maryland with suitcases of greens. So she was really ahead of her time. And she would say to me, you know, you don't find the answer to health in the bottom of a pill bottle. You find it in the way that you architect your life. And indeed, she died in her sleep at 97. Now, that's anecdotal evidence. That's the way that I want to age. But it turns out that there are so many factors that can steal your youth, and you have a significant amount of control over them. So I'm not interested in extending old age. You know, I don't want to be in my 90s with a walker and not able to recognize my family. I want to take that feeling of being in your prime, which is what I have now at age 50, and I want to extend that as long as possible. So you can think about this as health span, which is the period of time where you're relatively disease-free, living in your prime, versus disease span, which is where you start to have chronic diseases, which I really think are a failure of the modern medical system.
In that health span of feeling at your prime, you mentioned there's some key factors that lead to accelerated aging. So what are those five different factors, and how did you narrow those down?
Well, these are the factors that were certainly an issue for me, and I went through about 2,500 peer-reviewed studies to craft what I believe to be the five most important factors that can shorten your health span. So it starts first with the muscle factor. I definitely felt this starting at around age 40. I felt like time was no longer on my side. I felt like my metabolism was less forgiving after turning 40. I was accumulating more fat. When I went to the gym, I didn't have the power that I used to have. In fact, I remember having this gorgeous trainer. He's about 25 years old, and he said to me, "Okay, I want you to jump up on this box." And I looked at the box. It was 18 inches high. I jumped up on it. I survived. I didn't wipe out. But then he wanted me to do it 12 more times. I realized that aging begins in your muscles, especially with the fast twitch fibers. The second factor is your brain. And the idea here is that your nerve cells, your neurons, lose speed and flexibility as you get older, especially if you don't do anything about it. You know, the brain gathers rust, kind of like an old truck left in the rain. So antioxidants become more important, as well as reducing inflammation. You need to clear it. It affects the brain preferentially. The third is the hormone factor. There's a number of issues here, including estrogen and progesterone for women, which start to decline in your 50s. And then blood sugar, that affects both men and women. You know, on average, you have a 10-point rise in your blood sugar by age 50, and that continues about another 10 points each decade. Growth hormone declines, you accumulate belly fat. So we want to be mindful of these factors because much of your hormones are under your control. The fourth is the gut factor, which really relates to an overactive immune system. 70% of your immune system is underneath your gut wall. And the last factor is toxic fat, because toxins that you get exposed to are stored in your fat. And the unfortunate story here is that the average woman puts about 515 synthetic chemicals on her skin every day. Men fare a little bit better, but we're born pre-polluted, and you know, we have a chemical industry that exposes us to chemicals. So we want to reduce our exposures as well as try to limit the effects of those exposures in our body.
An average reader who is either walking through the library or a bookstore might see your book, and it might take some initial convincing beyond the cover to not see, you know, reverse aging younger as some sort of snake oil campaign. But a lot of your details in this book are about manageable ways to reverse the negative effects that aging has on your muscle, brain, hormone, gut, and toxic fat. And I think that's important because you talk about reversing your genes, switching from one to the other, but it's also hard to switch your habits and patterns. So what are some ways you target these areas holistically to reverse those negative processes?
Well, I appreciate that question because I am not a fan of marketing hype. You know, I really only suggest things that are supported ideally by randomized trials, but certainly the highest quality evidence. So what do you do about these things? Well, my protocol, it's a 7-week functional medicine protocol to address the root cause of aging. The first week is what's called feed. And there's a few components here. Certainly we want to change what's on your fork because what's on your fork is information for your DNA. And through the advent of nutrigenomics, we can start to turn on and off those switches as needed to activate health span. So an example here is that we know that a no-grain or low-grain diet can help to prevent Alzheimer's disease. It can improve memory. We know that eating too much sugar or refined carbohydrates can raise your blood sugar and lead to insulin resistance. We know that having more marine fat or fish oil is very good for you. I have a gene called PPARG, and it's a gene that gets activated when I eat wild-caught salmon. So salmon helps me to lose weight. It's a much better form of fat for my body, and I think a lot of people find that as well. So what we're doing in the first week is really trying to turn on the genes that help to activate longevity and to turn off the genes that accelerate blood sugar spikes, and also inflammation in the body.
And what age do you think people should start thinking about proactively making these kind of changes?
Well, I think the big birthdays are a great opportunity. You know, for me, when I was turning 40, that was a big birthday that got me motivated. And certainly turning 50, which happened last week, got me motivated. But really, the truth is, it's never too late and it's never too early. You know, many of the factors that accumulate over time to lead to a problem like Alzheimer's disease begin in your 20s and 30s and 40s. So we want to care about these things decades before symptoms begin.
Another aspect of aging is not only the physical impacts, but we have a mental and societal impact. So how did you balance the pressure people feel to age well, I suppose is the term we could use. But how did you balance that with this book, and how would you suggest we change our view and the societal perspective on aging?
Well, I certainly love this question because, you know, I'm not a fan of plastic surgery. I'm not a fan of fillers and Botox. I really believe that slowing down the aging process is an inside job. I want to be working on the cellular DNA level and changing the way that your DNA is expressed. So, yes, I certainly think that, you know, we need to change the way that we think about aging. We need to support and love our elders much more than we do. I love seeing some of the progress that we've made, you know, with older women, for instance, as the face of some of the fashion houses. That's something I just really adore seeing. There's a woman who's a 98-year-old yoga teacher. She's the oldest living yoga teacher, and that's really my inspiration. I want to see more media campaigns that include women of all ages. The men are actually covered pretty well. Like, if you look at the cover of magazines, there's plenty of men over the age of 70 who grace the covers. When you do the same thing and look at older women on fashion magazines, for instance, not so true. So that's what I want to change.
Would you ultimately preach that we need to be concerned about self-care?
Oh, for sure. I think self-care is better than plastic surgery. What I really think is important here is, you know, getting back to that telomere issue, is that we're changing the way we dance with stress. And so self-care to me is the way in. It's the way to really address the way that stress is being handled by the body. You know, our stress response system is very ancient. It's antiquated. It's not really designed for our modern lives. And so we have to be active and proactive about hitting the pause button. So there's lots of different ways to do that. It's week 6 of my 7-week protocol called Soothe. There's lots of ways in. So meditation, yoga, even calling a girlfriend has been shown to make a difference in terms of your oxytocin level, which is one of those hormones that counters the stress hormones.
What are one or two suggestions you would make to anyone on the street to start this process of expanding your health span?
Well, two things. I would say, first, what's your why? Because I think there's so much power in your why. You know, my why relates to my children and to changing the conversation we have about health. My why relates to, you know, being curious about what my kids will be up to, you know, what kind of people they turn into. I want to dance with them at their weddings. My husband's why is a little bit different. He wants to eat lemon ricotta pancakes as long as possible and to ride his bike. He loves to ride his bike. So I think starting with your why is really important. Now, in terms of an action step, one of the most powerful things you can do, this actually makes me do the happy dance because the data is so strong, is to take a sauna regularly. So saunas turn on a gene called FOXO3, and this is one of those longevity genes that helps to clear the damaged proteins and DNA out of your body. So a sauna for 20 minutes, ideally a few times a week, has been shown to reduce mortality by 40%. That's pretty significant. If you don't have access to a sauna, my next runner-up is to floss twice a day.
Very good suggestions, and you have a lot of good, helpful tools in your book as well. So, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, thanks so much for taking the time to explain all of it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Sarah Gottfried is a functional medical specialist who's based in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she is also the author of Younger. You can find out more about the book and about Dr. Gottfried at wuwm.com.